Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Today, government confronts significant challenges that have both near-term consequences and lasting impact. The complex nature of challenges being faced slam up against the harsh budget realities. For it is no longer simply a wishful platitude that government do more with less. It becomes evident that it needs to change the way it does business, to make smarter use of increasingly limited resources, leveraging technology and innovation to be more efficient, effective, and evidence-based in delivering its varied missions. The U.S. General Services Administration's Office of Integrated Technology Services, ITS, has sought to position itself as a government savings agency. It seeks to reduce the cost to federal agency customers, enabling them to focus on their core missions. It works to find new ways to help agencies make smarter, more efficient IT purchases. And at the same time, it looks for new and innovative ways to maximize the value of government IT while also lowering its cost. What are the strategic priorities for GSA's Office of Integrated Technology Services? How does ITS maximize the value of government IT while also lowering its cost? And what is ITS doing to improve its operations and become more efficient and agile? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Mary Davey, Assistant Commissioner, Office of Integrated Technology Services, ITS, in GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. Welcome, Mary. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's just great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Cayata. Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Nice to see you. Mary, good to meet you.
Before we delve into specific initiatives, let's start off learning more about your organization. Can you briefly discuss the mission and continued evolution of the United States General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service, FAS?
Federal Acquisition Service was lucky enough to get a new commissioner February. And he has set us on a really interesting path in terms of the evolution of what the Federal Acquisition Service does and the services that we provide to our agency customers. He and Dan Tangerlini, both our administrator, really want to see GSA's role and mission in government increase in terms of the value of services that we provide to the other federal agencies so that they can better accomplish their mission. And what I mean by that is a lot of people, when they think of GSA and when they think of the Federal Acquisition Service, they think of there's a whole lot of contracts. I think a lot of people also know that FAS manages the government's fleet. We do personal property management and disposal, which is some really interesting things like helping NASA dismantle the space shuttle and dispose or, you know, give those parts away where we can. We do computers for learning. We manage the government's travel program. We provide not only supplies to the warfighter and help also do wildland firefighting, but we deploy people overseas with the troops so that they have access to things that they might need, again, mission support. And we also deploy people in emergency situations such as Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, again, to help local communities get what they need and help government continue to operate. And then, of course, in my area, a lot of IT and telecommunications. And so Tom and Dan really see a lot of opportunity for us to help other agencies utilize our solutions to save money and really to help them be more efficient in their core mission.
To drill down just a little bit, could you go into the FAS Office of Integrated Technology Services?
Well, of course I can.
So what services does it provide and potentially and how are you organized?
I've been with ITS for 3 years now. And in that organization, about a quarter of all federal IT spend comes through ITS. We focus on providing network services solutions, so telecommunications nationally and globally. We have a lot of people also think of us for the GSA Schedule IT-70 program, which is by far our largest program with about $16 billion in business volume every year, which gives agencies, federal, state, local, and tribal governments, access to commercial solutions for products, hardware, software, for services, And then, of course, we have our government-wide acquisition contracts, referred to as GWACs. And those are really designed to provide agencies with access to best-in-breed companies, both large, small, socioeconomic, disadvantaged, for large IT integration efforts. We've got about 550 people across the country, and we do everything from making contracts accessible to providing people with training on how best to use those contracts. We provide people with scope reviews. We give them templates that they can use with our contracts. And then we really focus more on working with the agencies to help build the right solutions to be responsive to what their needs are. So we've moved away from really a contract build focus to a solutions-based to help meet, you know, administration priorities such as cloud, data center consolidation, things like that.
Great. So, Mary, I'd like to turn to your role as Assistant Commissioner of ITS. What are your specific duties, and how does your efforts support the overall mission of GSA?
So I think my biggest duty is to support the folks that carry out the functions in ITS. And increasingly, at least through, you know, this administration's really focused on IT. And the federal CIO has just been wonderful in recognizing the role that IT can play for federal agencies and really making the mission not only more effective and using IT as an enabler, but how we deliver services to the citizen and how to improve that interaction and people's accessibility to government services. So we work a lot with OMB and the other agencies, again, like I said, to identify needs and then help facilitate some of these things. So IT reform plan, a digital government strategy, data center consolidation, cloud first. We work directly with OMB and the agencies to identify the need, the requirements, and then, you know, figure out what the right solution for that was. So I really see my role as the enabler and the facilitator to manage those relationships and then to work with our staff to make sure that we are working with the agencies and really developing, again, sort of these collaborative community solutions. And I absolutely love that role. I've been at this work for about 25 years. I love the community. I really strongly believe in IT and, you know, GSA's mission as that central buying arm and providing central services and support. And that's exactly what ITS does.
So given what you do, being the connector and the facilitator, what are some of the challenges you face and how have you sought to address those challenges?
So I think some of our biggest challenges are, you know, technology is so fast-paced and changes very quickly. And it really is trying to ensure that the acquisitions that we put in place and the acquisition process, what I say, mirrors that technology environment. How do we create an effective acquisition process that enables people to buy what they need as quickly as things change? And also, as Mark Day, my deputy, says, anticipate skating to where the puck is going. So, you know, when you talk about things like cloud, and there's a big push for people to move into that space, we really have to understand how what we're buying changes, what it takes to define a requirement, what it takes to manage that requirement, keep up with industry, you know, where the industry's going, what the service level agreements need to look like, and then structure the acquisitions most effectively to meet that. So as we work through a changing environment and figuring out how to change that acquisition process or change requirements in contracts or, you know, look at things like security and understand the need to do secure supply chain management and how all of that impacts what we buy, that means that we've got to have an up-to-date workforce. So really looking at skills, that's probably the second biggest challenge that we need to have to be able to know where technology is going, but also know the federal acquisition process. And it becomes, you know, somewhat of a challenge to get the best of both. I think the good news for us, especially in ITS, is we have a lot of people that have worked in industry. They understand the technology, and then they are, you know, working for the federal government, so they've got the acquisition expertise as well. They can talk to agency program people, they can talk to agency technical people, they can talk to agency acquisition folks, and it really is sort of that tripartite arrangement to be able to put in place those solutions and you know, just communicate with the agency. So those are some of the big ones.
What are the strategic priorities of GSA's Office of Integrated Technology Services within its Federal Acquisition Service? We will ask its Assistant Commissioner, Mary Davey, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.